Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A with Round 2 today, the Two Men Gentlemen Band. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks so much for having us back.
Oh, we're excited. We're excited to hear a few songs and hear about the latest album that
came out.
Gosh, it's been March already, two at a time. And now not in New York City. Kind of, we'll ask you about that after this
first song.
How about that?
Long story.
What's this first one you're going to start us off with?
This first one's called Pork Chops. It's about pork chops.
My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. And I got a hunch I can tell you what she had for lunch. Sizzling, grizzling, drizzling slabs of high-class bacon meal. Ain't no fooling when she starts drooling. Tastes like drips of liquored hog lips spilling outside of a bucket of pig feet. Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner.
Pork chops. Indeed. It's a two-man gentleman band live from Studio A, and that's one off their latest album, Two at a Time, Pork Chops. It's Andy Bean and Fuller Condon live from Studio A today, though. And tell us about this latest release, because that cool Kickstarter campaign is how it happened, and so kind of computerized in the beginning to get it started, and then after that, tell us about
much like us,
vintage
a perfect
style.
Blend of the arcane and the modern. Yeah, we raised money because we wanted to record and package a record using no computer technology whatsoever. So the recording of a record with no computers is kind of easy. You know, there's still tape machines, but the packaging, that was a little more complicated, you know, with film photography and linotype machines and handset stuff. So it was great, though. The two-man gentle band enthusiasts the world over kicked in, and were handsomely rewarded at the end with a fine album of two-man music and all sorts of other good goodies.
So what were some of the things that you put on the table to raise the money?
Let's see.
Because I know I didn't check that out.
Let's see.
You weren't a supporter?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, this is, okay. Yeah, this interview is over. You know, there was a lot of stuff that was signed by us, you know, signed records. And we had ended up having three full work days of autographing things and mailing them out. But also, you know, we wrote some songs for some people.
Okay.
And we performed some covers of people's choosings and posted that on the internet, and we still get requests for those, including our version of Rock Lobster, which we can't play live because we only played it once with the sheet music in front of us. But and some other nice things too. Oh, we left some personal voicemail greetings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Posters.
Yeah. Posters. Oh,
very
yeah.
Cool.
All
very
sorts of
cool.
Stuff. Yeah.
So and the recording over, it was in L.A. and there was a Big Sandy and his Flyby Boys connection there.
Yes, indeed. Our good buddy Wally used to play bass for Big Sandy for 10 years or so, and now he runs kind of a vintage recording studio. So it's all 40s and 50s.
So that was all vintage business going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and it's great. You know, the recording for us on our end is very easy because we just show up and play. And, you know, and hey, want to redo
problem.
That? Sorry, no, we can't. Ran out of tape. So It was great. We loved it.
It's the Two Man Gentleman Band joining us live from Studio A today. TheTwoGentlemen.com is their website.
Correct.
For all the information and where you can check them out besides Columbus tonight. But we'll hear more about where they're headed after Columbus after this next song.
That sounds great. We're going to do an old number we learned from the great Bob Wills. It's called I Can't Go On This Way. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Western swing song done by the Two Man Gentleman Band, originally done by Bob Wills. And they're live from Studio A this afternoon. The Two Man Gentleman Band will perform tonight. They're on tour with their 7th full-length release.
Oh, man.
Two
been that
at a time.
That's a lot of records.
7.
That's a lot of
records. That is a lot of records.
Quantity, not quality. Oh, just kidding. They're all really good.
I beg to differ. So tell us about growing up and the kind of music. Were you always exposed to the Western American jazz, Western swing, that
no,
sort of
we were
thing?
Sort of late discoverers of this, actually. The councilman and I met in a collegiate rock band that was very, very, very far from this. But, you know, we were exposed, I think, in our early 20s to a lot of hot jazz and Western swing. We kind of caught the bug.
Uh-huh.
And I think what's the nice way of putting this whilst not pointing people away from our earlier releases, but we've sort of learned how to play it better over the course of our few years on the road. There were some stumbling attempts at jazz in our first couple records, and now I think we're hitting our two-man stride.
Oh, yeah.
Two guys hitting stride together like a three-legged race. Three-legged jazz race.
Well, thank you so much for coming in again today, and you throw me off with all your banter here. you crazy guys. Okay, so tell us about, you know, originally you guys met in New York City, and
yes,
now
indeed.
You kind of live in two different cities, but you don't have much to travel with, right? It's the guitar and the bass, and that might be a little harder on the bass.
Yeah, right. Actually, my bass playing friend, the councilman, has a bass that folds up into itself so we can fly with it. So we are a total, that sounds like it's a joke, but it's true. they make them now where you can fly with them. We're living the bi-coastal lifestyle. I'm in Los Angeles, California. My good friend's in Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And, we're still together most of the year. So we did the math. The average distance between us used to be about 18 inches, done average out over time. Now it's like 3 feet.
Still pretty close.
Spending most of the year apart from each other.
So what's after Columbus? Are you guys headed back out or constantly on the road?
We're treating Ohio to a couple shows this week. We're going to be in Athens.
Okay.
If the two guys you want to see are two guys playing jazz rather than two guys debating tomorrow night, we'll be out in Athens. And then we'll be in Cleveland on Saturday, I believe, at the Beachland Ballroom, which we always love.
Yeah.
And I think up in Detroit and somewhere else. The rest of the week.
And then headed home. ever?
Headed home for a little bit. We go out in like 10-day spurts.
Okay.
You know, and then we go home and recharge, and then we back out. We're doing an exciting run in December with the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Nice.
That'll be really fun. That's all of the Southeast. Probably the closest show to here is in Nashville. But yeah.
Very cool.
So we're
very
excited
cool.
for that.
Well, thanks again, guys, for coming back. Always fun and always great to see you.
Thanks so much for all the support. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And we'll see you tonight. And that is going to be at 8 o'clock, the Two Man Gentleman Band. And we'll do another ticket giveaway after the song that they take us out with. What are you going to do?
We're going to sing a song we wrote about an Applebee's bartender in Lincoln, Nebraska. We said to him, please don't water it down. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, please don't water it down. I want to get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. I want to get silly, or I ain't bluffing. Mix me something, turn my brain to jelly. Oh, sneaking weekend beverages might have worked at the Applebee's. Slinging drinks for your middle-aged lady friend. But something sweet and fruity, that ain't what I need. Not sure if you heard me, let me say it all over again. Water it down. I want to get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down.
Please don't water it down. I want to get happy. Oh.